Hello and welcome back to another exciting episode of Anime Tour Bus. It's me, your non-expert Eric, and who's that sitting right next to me, listener? Well, that's you, listener. That was. listener, did you pay the bus driver before you got on? Metzger, how much is it to get on the bus now?
Everyone pays the bus driver, but with what is different?
Well, Metzger just took my whole wallet. Did I just get mugged? Did I just get fucking mugged?
You're not supposed to pay me.
Metzger, did you mug me?
You handed me your wallet.
To be fair, I was very confident when you handed me the wallet. I was like, yes, I know how to pay for things.
The entire wallet.
Did I tell you I went to a restaurant with a dude who'd never eaten in a restaurant before? And so he handed them the card and then tried to leave the restaurant without taking... He's like, yes, you keep my card now.
No, it's okay. It's okay. I'll just get another one.
That's what they do. Every time you pay, they send you a new card. He was so confused. And he wrote down in his notes app exactly what he was going to order and how he was going to say it. Honestly, the dude did not miss a beat. The waiter dude, he was on it. So he's like, ah, yeah, that makes sense. But that's not what I'm here to talk about, Metzger. So Metzger, when I was a young boy, and I paid for my first thing myself, I had a little like pouch of coins and I said, I want this toy. And then I opened, you squeezed kind of the pouch of coins.
Oh,
and
it was one of those.
And then I dumped it out into the Walmart, like, conveyor belt at the time. And this was like early Walmart. This was when, you know, it was. You know, lots of people, lots of conveyor belts, things like that. Not nowadays with self-checkout, but I just dumped it out. My coins splattered everywhere. And my mother goes, I'm so sorry. It's his first time paying for something. You know, classic. I have to apologize for my son's behavior. Master, do you remember the first thing like you paid for with your own money?
No, but I remember one year my grandmother thought it was going to be really funny to give me $200 as a Christmas present, but it was all in $1 bills.
Okay.
And I guess the joke was supposed to be like how convenienced I was by these singles, but instead I just ran with it. This was also during the year of when self-checkouts were relatively new.
Yeah.
And I made a $60 purchase at a self-checkout and paid with those ones.
Oh, man. I cannot imagine being behind you.
There was no one behind me, if okay, that makes good. You feel better.
That does. Well, Metzger, of course, we're interested in money this week. Specifically in one of our anime, because... This is, of course, where we're an anime podcast, where I, the non-expert Eric, am being taught, being apprenticed in the ways of anime. Maybe one day I'll take over the bus. Maybe, you know, I'll you know, not take on the lineage and choose my own path. But who knows? You know, the world is a big place, a big, beautiful place. Lots of options. Lots of things you can do. Lots of things that can attack you. Metzger, I am interested in money and how to make it this go around, because we have an episode of Delicious in Dungeon where that's a hot topic, let's say.
Eric, I would never leave you this bus. You are currently the manager of a middling snack company.
First off, I would force the snacks onto the bus. If you enter the bus, you must eat the snacks. I will force feed them down your
throat. These are the in-flight peanuts at a fucking airport.
If the air stewardess opened your jaw with the powerful fingers and then forced the nuts down your throat, making you kind of crunch with your own jaw as and then she made sounds at you. This is good, isn't it? As like she made unending eye contact. Yeah, that would be kind of like what I'm. I honestly think that might be somebody's kink, and I just like hit a spot for somebody that moment.
And this
there.
Is why Eric can't run the bus.
All right, Metzger, why don't I get a synopsis of Delicious in Dungeon?
We eat bug money, and then we make like gelato.
Metzger, if
so, it's
somebody...
more like a sorbet. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's a sorbet. If someone said, "Hey, there's this bag of coins and things like that," and you know, oh look, it was on a
oh no, when body. We did this, oh sorry, not that's not what I was thinking about. No. Sorry, yeah.
If we if it's on a dead body, you're like, and the body was clutching it real tight. I mean, like, would your gut reaction, like when you watch this, was your gut reaction, "Oh man, I would take that money"?
Definitely, you know, it's not. We've already talked about. Like me and what I will and won't take from the dead.
You won't take money from the dead?
Why would I take money from the dead?
I would take money from the dead.
Why would you take money from the dead?
It's only, listen, I feel like I could just like shrug off a curse.
I'm too tired to engage with that.
I feel like no ghost could haunt me good enough.
I'm just too tired to engage with that.
I often talk about how, like, I might not I've done my karate for a handful of years and stuff. I can't win every fight, but I've reached a point of proficiency where no matter who it is, I can at least be very annoying. And that is honestly good enough for me.
We eat fucking bugs. We make sorbet. The big thing for me on this one, at least for the bug part, was I can't believe these idiots. When Senshi is sorting these bugs,
don't ask what's the other one.
And these are like these are the edible ones. It, for me, it defaulted to ergo the other one is real.
Yeah, and I would at least ask the question, well, why aren't these edible? Because my brain says either these are special poison bugs that would fuck you up, or this is real gold. And both of those are useful information to know, because maybe I could make like a cool throwing dart that has the poison, or I could make a shit ton of money.
They were so insanely, well, duh, these things camouflage and hide themselves among real gems and coins.
Yeah, that's so obvious to me. And then immediately drops it. I could not imagine losing so much money.
Yes, you can. You went to grad school.
Well, first off, I did play around in crypto and I fucked around and found out just a bit. So and also, like, I went to grad school.
What are you talking about? You've wasted more money in this life than I have ever earned.
Also, first off, that's not true. That is not true. You know that's not true. I've shared specific numbers with you. You know that. First off, that's hurtful. Second off, that's not true. It's an exaggeration. I'm over here. You know that's part of the Eric thing, is like the fact that it's not true is the part that, like, it's not factually correct is the part that I'll fixate on, not the insult part. I'm just like, that is not indeed true. Like,
also,
and that bugs me.
The thing that I'm more pointing at is how inflation has ruined a college education.
Yeah.
Not that you personally have wasted money, but the fact that society had, one, encouraged you, and then be specifically set up in such a way to where you wasted. It was a waste. It didn't have to cost this much. It was an arbitrary price.
Well, and the worst part of it is I finally reached the point where I was making what I was kind of promised to make. And now that number is meaningless because everything else has gone up in price. I finally entered middle class only to be booted back down the ladder. But anyways, Metzger, I like the idea of like a cool like liquid mace thing, that a morning star that I'm flinging around at ghosts. I'd never considered it in the sense of like the ghost's body has to pass through the jar, so therefore I don't need to spray it. I can just make the ghost's body pass through the jar, and then that is functionally putting the thing through the holy water.
I want to say that there are some cultures that believe that ghosts can't pass through glass.
Is that true?
I don't remember where I've heard that before, and I could be making it up, but since it's a transparent, kind of like pure, it's considered to be like a pure object that in some areas ghosts can't go through glass. You know, kind of like how silver is a detriment to some things.
Why ghosts can't go through walls, energy just doesn't heat like matter. It might be the case that like they're saying that ghosts, because glass isn't like a good insulator or something like that, or isn't a good conductor of heat and things like that, or energy as a general rule, that ghosts can't pass through it. Ghosts can pass through mirrors, and mirrors are just reflective glass.
I also know that the ringing of glass or crystal, it disperses spirits. So that also might have something to do with it. It might be crystal that I'm thinking of.
That makes a lot of sense.
So if the jar that you were using to house your holy water is made out of crystal, it might have a bludgeoning effect.
That's kind of neat. I like that energy. No, that was kind of a unique thought for me.
We're remembering our half-ass fallen party member that's being slowly digested further in the dungeon, and we're talking about the strengths and the unique perspectives that she brings to our group and how we really like her.
Yeah, we're getting fixated on what she could do in these moments and not how we can best use our current skills. And honestly, that's not like a bad thing to think about, of like, I don't know, kind of looking at your own life and saying, like, I'm getting fixated on what I wish things could be like rather than how I can make them good now. Like, there's actually
Yeah.
like a good little bit of insight there.
You get what I was saying when I told you that character development in this anime is just like the best.
Yeah, this is good. And then, oh man, we get a little bit of the sword. I like the sword. The sword's fun.
Yeah, the swords. I don't super understand what the sword's doing at the moment, where it's just like not digging other.
It views them as like its family. It's mis familias. And then it's like, oh, there's a danger around that's gonna harm my familia.
This is my colony.
Yeah. No, I'm with this weird, stupid meta that we're trying to create around this. All right, I'll accept it unconditionally.
He who holds the sword controls the mind.
But you know what the sword doesn't control? That's our
Our social
Instagram.
media.
Yeah, so check us out on Anime Tour Bus on Instagram. Share with us your favorite sword. You into messers? You into rapiers? Traditional long swords, bastard swords. What you into? What's your flavor? You like a centurion sword? Tell us what type of sword you wish. Like, if you wanted to like go into battle against some zombies and all you could pick was sword, tell us your favorite sword. And then like maybe it's got like a cool magic aspect to it. Like, can apply 1d6 cold damage, or maybe like
Oh, I know that you're a fucking millennial.
5% chance of paralyzing. Is it because of how many different types of swords I know?
What sword would you use if you were gonna fight zombies?
If you had to fight Metzger, listener, and you could pick any sword you wanted, which sword would you? Now remember, she does have warlock powers vis-a-vis a bus. So now, and the bus isn't like a normal bus. You're gonna be fighting like a Leviathan monster. This is gonna be a cryptid of some type.
Could you imagine me in Guilty Gear?
Guilty Gear?
Oh, it's a 2D fighting game. You've never played or seen Guilty Gear?
Me Googling very quickly.
Oh, man. Guilty Gear is my favorite of the fighting games.
First off, I love this idea. I mean, it's a Mortal Kombat-esque kind of situation.
Yeah.
Except Metzger is an anime warlock with bus-specific powers. You press up, down, square.
Imagine Metzger... my special is just the bus coming in from off-screen to just run you over.
Yeah. No, for sure. And the only way to dodge it would be to, like, double jump upwards above the bus. But, I mean, it's going to do, like, a lot of damage.
If that happened, if you double jumped over the bus, I would want a hand to pop up out of the back of the bus to grab you on the way back down.
Grab you on the ankle and, like, do... So you are taking damage either way.
Yeah,
it's just, are you taking 120 points of damage or the little bit of 5 damage as it slams you down at the very end? I do like the idea that, like, I don't know, in, like, a Mortal Kombat-esque way, like, when my character's kind of dizzy and things like that, and Metzger does the up-down-square triangle or whatever, that, like, you grip onto me, you, like... force my eyes open like we're in a Lovecraftian horror, and I stare into the headlights of the bus as it ever approaches me closer, and then, like, my brain explodes.
I also want one of the little moves to be, like, I pick you up, like, I hold you by a limb, and then, like, a portal opens up from the ground, and the bus comes out of it with a gaping maw that devours you.
And then I'm, like, pooped out the back of the bus, but I'm, like, injured.
No, like... it's like a little void, so, like, it just eats you and then goes back in, like, Shamu style.
Oh, it takes a little chunk of me?
Yeah.
Your low kicks, like, the embodiment of the bus's wheels come out from your kicks, and then just take the place of your feet, so you're like, low kick, and it's just, like, a wheel hitting me really fucking hard.
Every time I dash, it leaves tire marks across the arena.
Yeah, with, like, little flames and stuff. All right, listener. Well, if you have other fun moves for Metzger to do, well, let us know. That's at anime_bus on Twitter, now known as X. And hey, check us out for other cursed content that we create at animetourbus.wordpress.com. Which, by the way, Metzger, really transitions us well into the next... which is The Witch and the Beast.
We get the second half of my favorite arc. We get the rest of the Necromancer arc. Can you imagine one of my moves just being ghostly passengers that come off the bus?
That's pretty good. That's that's gotta be, hold up. That's when you dash at the ground and kind of slam into it, and ghostly passengers just, like, sprout in all directions.
Do I have a cape? Can I do, like,
as fucking anime characters on it?
Can I do, like, a 6 spin and for a slight moment have, like, a charged up version where I am the bus driver?
But the bus drives itself.
Yeah, but then also we talk about things like paying the bus driver. Sometimes I imagine if there is a real bus driver that he's just a corpse.
Yeah, like, or if you've ever seen Halloween Town, just a skeleton man.
Oh, Benny.
Yeah. Metzger, so this is actually, like, I very much enjoyed this arc.
This is my favorite arc so far.
Why don't you tell me, more than a synopsis, what exactly went down this episode?
Just because you knew I was going to be like, and Jonas was... a zombie all along.
Yeah, so she was concerned, but also she went... I like how she went along with it. Like, my power level is so high, I was never concerned. And also, well, this got boring. It was just about beauty the whole time. Fucking stupid.
Yeah, I was gonna at least hear you out, but now it's dumb.
Yeah, that is such a Metzger move. Also, this is a witch that's doing good.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the witches aren't inherently evil. They
That's
just the way have
they portrayed him.
It is, yeah. Remember, we talked about how it was a little bit of persecution, but the witches aren't inherently evil. They just have so much power, and power corrupts, right? Yeah. But, like, as we get to learn more about the witches, they're not all terrible. They just are very dangerous.
Yeah. So she's a witch necromancer.
I do 100% identify with Fenora.
I know you do.
Yeah, this blonde, just super, she's not even sarcastic, but just like cold.
Straightforward. The second when she was like, wait, this was all about beauty? Dumb. I'm like, this is Metzger. Metzger would like Fortnite dance on your stupid evil plans just because she's like, not well thought out.
Is that not what Fenora essentially did? They hear all of this and they go ahead and they give you that little bit of a dump to where like also they answered quite a few of our questions that we asked last week.
So let me have a go.
Okay.
When a soul dies, this soul eventually goes into a place. Essentially, all living creatures exist in this constant flow, this constant circular nature.
It's the life stream.
So, and eventually you get reincarnated. That reincarnation can be stopped. You can grab the soul out of that flow, force it back into the body, and say, hey, now I brought you back, and you're here now. But inevitably, one day, like when you know, maybe you miss too many doctor's appointments or, you know, things happen, your soul will go into this void, this endless place. It can't return to the stream once it's been pulled out of there. So instead, it tries and it fails and it just ends up in this place where your mind exists, but you have no thoughts, no feelings, no interpretation of the world, no sight, sound, any sort of senses, and you just exist in this hellscape that is the void.
It's hard to call it a hellscape since there is nothing to it. There's no up, there's no down, there's no left, there's no right, there's no sensation, there's no light, there's
that would be
the void.
Horrifying. Just endless eternity in a void.
Yeah.
Aware, but not able to do anything about it.
Yeah, it's something that is a little inconceivable to me. And if I attempt to conceive it, it just stresses me out.
Yeah, and that's kind of where I end up at. It reminds me of the one time I tried edibles.
God damn it. Eric was like, there's no up, no down, no left, no right. I'm in a vacuum. There's no light, no sound.
Actively describing how the outside influences the inside and the influences and just back and forth endlessly. And I freaked the fuck out.
Had a bad trip.
And so, all that being said, we fucked
shit
up.
Yeah, it lets us know that there's a huge consequence to this. That's why there's so much regulation around necromancy, and it seems like most reputable necromancers have a lot of respect for the process and their craft and the decision of the people that have, you know, that want that thing. When Fenora finds out that the bad guy is just doing it because he's got this weird, like, he can't let his dead girlfriend go.
Because she was so pretty.
Yeah, especially because she's just so pretty. And it's like, yeah, grief hits us all differently, but, like, come on. Can you tell us one good thing about her other than she was so pretty? Which he's got her, like, all Miss Havishammed up in the fucking front room of his house. Fenora gets kind of pissed. Like, she's a witch, but this is kind of like her forte. So she definitely understands this process, and it's very nuanced, and she has a lot of respect for everything.
She's like, you broke every taboo.
every last one of them. And he's like, that's a problem for the undead.
And then she turns him, well, they together turn him into an undead. And then and he's like, what? And I'm like, yes.
I really enjoyed Fenora explaining that there are those in this world that understand the consequence of that choice. And not only are they totally cool with it, they also then swear loyalty to the necromancer that raised them of their own, like, volition. And Fenora has, like, kind of a legion of those that she can summon, and she calls them Death Knights. And they were kind of badass.
I honestly, like, part of me was like, depends on the girl, but I might do that. Like, is the witch cute?
God damn it. Fenora's very cute.
She cute though?
He does run to his Miss Havisham girlfriend skeleton and is like, oh no.
What happened?
I think Craig dipped.
No, Craig's still here.
Yeah, no, I think he dipped out and came back in. It was very quick.
I didn't hear that.
You didn't hear the dip doop?
No.
Maybe it was you then.
I sure hope not.
I saw it go from 3 to 2, but it happened so quickly I couldn't see who it was. And heard someone leave and someone come back in equally as fast. So we're just gonna have to hope that everything's here.
Yep.
They murder him. When he gets into that room, he gets surprised, jump scared by
Jonas. Yes, that's right. Trickeroni.
The best thing though is where he explains, I'm built different.
I laughed so fucking hard. So hard. Because I've been saying that. I think that's hilarious.
I'm so glad that got to you. It also got to us. I'm built different. I'm was built hilarious. Different.
So good. A great way. Whatever someone says about you or to you and things like that, like, fucking yes. I'm built different. Different is always great. So he gets turned into a zombie.
Yeah, and do you realize what it answered for us?
What did it answer, Metzger?
You can Russian doll necromancers.
Sure did, because she made a necromancer. Yeah, so you could have an endless line of them.
Yeah, she's like, these are all your strays, and now I've made you undead, and I'll supply you with the energy to maintain them, and you're going to do a good job.
Also, squeeze.
Oh, God. Ugh. She stress-balled his head.
And she can just endlessly torture him and then just, like, fix him.
Yeah, she did say he's worried about how he's not going to enter the live stream and reincarnate, and she's like, don't worry, I won't let you rest here either.
Well, hey, listener, we will give you a rest, though. You are not bound to Metzger's magic yet. You can return to the stream, and by stream, I mean check out our other stream of content. That's right, Anime Tour Bus on Instagram, Anime _Bus on X, formerly known as Twitter, and animetourbus.wordpress.com. Thanks for hanging out with us, and until next time.
Bye! Bye.